For the first time as a member of the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, the Monmouth Hawks take to the road as this afternoon in historic Dratty Gymnasium in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. Monmouth will take on the top team in the preseason poll in the MAC in the Manhattan College Jaspers, led by head coach Steve Masiello, who has done a tremendous job in his limited time here in New York City. It'll be his good friend that opposes him today in third-year Monmouth head coach King Rice, as the Hawks, who were picked last in the MAC preseason, travel to take on the team selected first in the MAC in the preseason in this afternoon's MAC conference tip. And it'll be live here on your home for Monmouth basketball all season long, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com, and also on the free Radio Pup app. As alongside my broadcast partner and good buddy Gary Kowal, I am Eddie Acapinti, our friend Ray Malaspina, back in the studios engineering this afternoon's broadcast. And Gary, Monmouth comes into this first ever MAC road game on the heels of their first ever MAC game period, a loss last time out to Ryder, but I would say a loss in which there was some optimistic vibe in the building. Monmouth's young Hawks played well against one of the preseason favorites in Ryder, but they will have a tall task on their hands today, going to the number one preseason team in the league and a really good team in Manhattan.
Yeah, this is a very good Manhattan team. They were picked first in the conference. On paper, this game profiles as a little bit of a mismatch. They're the number one preseason team in the conference against MU, who was picked last in the conference. But from what we saw from the Hawks the other night, I don't think it's going to be that. I mean, you can't project anything, of course, in sports, but from what we saw from MU the other night, I saw them crashing the glass. I saw them able to stick with a very good Ryder team. They hit their shots. Unfortunately, they came up a little bit short. And the one thing that's been plaguing them, Eddie, that's the free throw shooting. That's something they really need to improve. Had they shot better from the line, I think the Ryder game obviously would have been a lot closer the other night. Maybe even squeak out a win in the first home game. So that's been an issue. But in terms of the actual basketball gameplay, you saw a lot of good things from Monmouth the other night.
That game that Gary referenced, an 89-83 loss to Ryder, who was picked fourth in the preseason poll. Monmouth led in that game by Deion Jones, who had 24 points, 19 for freshman Austin Robinson. Monmouth actually outscored the Bronx by one in the second half, but they fell behind at halftime 42-35, ultimately dropping that contest by six. As Manhattan's last time out, Gary, they are actually on a two-game winning streak. They defeated Hofstra a couple of games ago. Monmouth's first win of the year back on opening night came against the same Pride team. And then they defeated Marist up in Poughkeepsie 70-59 in their last time out. They're 5-2, 1-0 in league play. Weirdly enough, they're 5-0 on the road, and they have yet to win here in Dratty Gym, which is an interesting little tidbit and note for a team that was so good at home a season ago, and that, as you said, comes into this season with high expectations after losing in the MAC tournament final a year ago to Iona.
Yeah, it's a very talented team, and we're here in Dratty Gymnasium. It's an interesting feel. It's, you know, we're kind of surrounded by an indoor track. The bleachers kind of kick out from the middle. Interesting from other gyms that we've been at, but I think they do maximize their space here.
Well, and I think this is something we should get used to. A lot of these MAC gyms are older. They're field house kind of feels. They're not arenas per se, save for Siena and Fairfield that play their games off campus. As Monmouth just about set to take on Manhattan in their second MAC contest as a member of the league. And our pregame show this afternoon is presented by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. We'll give you the starting lineups for both teams, but first, we're going to get Gary's keys to the game, which today are presented by Barnabas Health. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Our keys to the game are presented by Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Well, Eddie, I think the top key to the game is to limit George Beamon. George Beamon comes into this one for Manhattan, averaging 21.7 points a game, 7.7 rebounds. He's a dominant player, one of the best players, if not the best player, in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. He's extremely talented. But in looking up and down the roster and talking to a couple people here at Manhattan, they really struggle with their secondary scoring. They don't do a good job with that. So if you can shut down Beamon, you might be able to slow down their attack a little bit. They play games in the 70s, maybe barely into the 80s. They did play a double overtime game in which they scored 99. But if you can stop anybody else, if you can stop George Beamon, you should be able to lock down the rest of their offensive threats.
You know, Gary, something, a theme that I think we're going to see all year is Monmouth, as they go through their MAC schedule, playing a lot of really historic and old college basketball teams. Monmouth's first season of Division I competition was 1983-84. They started playing basketball in 1956. Manhattan, well, they've only been playing basketball since 1904 in this their 108th season of basketball. They're a traditional power in the MAC. They have won the MAC regular season championship five times. They've been to the NCAA tournament six times, most recently in 2004 with a group led by their all-time leading scorer, Luis Flores, who was a dynamic scorer in his 4 years here in Riverdale. The coaching matchup this afternoon is third-year head man King Rice going up against one of his best friends in the coaching profession, Gary, third-year head man Steve Masiello, a 2000 graduate from Kentucky. King became associated with him when his good buddy Bobby Gonzalez was at Seton Hall. The ties in this game run even deeper than that. On this dratty gym floor, just we'll say a handful of years ago, Monmouth assistant coaches Derek Phelps and Brian Reese played a classic New York Catholic League tournament game on the dratty gym court, in which Coach Phelps was quick to remind me his team beat Coach Phelps' team in a classic game.
I'm sure that would have been one to watch, and it kind of shows you the history of this building a little bit.
It's a historic building. It's got that old gym feel to it, and we'll be just about ready for an exciting contest of Monmouth basketball when we come back after our first commercial break. We roll along on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups, and we'll have the tip for you between Monmouth and Manhattan. It's the first place preseason team in the MAC against the Hawks, who are picked at the bottom of the league. We'll see what Monmouth has for them today, and you know they, in their minds, have something to prove this afternoon. We step out for 2 minutes, and then we're back courtside here at Dratty Gym on a cold, snowy Sunday that we appreciate you joining us all afternoon here, and you're going to listen to tonight's play-by-play on your home for Monmouth University basketball, back after 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network. And we are back inside of Dratty Gym, the home of the Manhattan College Jaspers, as this afternoon it'll be Manhattan and the Monmouth University Hawks in this game in Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference play. We'll get the starting lineups first for the visiting team this afternoon, the Monmouth Hawks, and it's presented by our good friends at McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com to learn about all of their great restaurant locations and how they can cater your next event. The point guard this afternoon, it'll be the freshman from upstate New York, Justin Robinson, averaging 10 points per game. Deion Jones, the Hawks' leading scorer, averaging 19 a game, will join him in the backcourt along with Andrew Nicholas, 14.4 points per game. Tyrone O'Garo and Zach Tillman will comprise the front court for third year Monmouth head coach King Rice. And again, that starting lineup presented by McClune's Restaurants, as we'll get the Manhattan College starting lineup with my broadcast partner this afternoon, my good friend Gary Colwall.
Well, Eddie, they come out three guards, forward center, Michael Alvarado, C.J. Jones, and George Beeman head up the backcourt for Manhattan. And we talked about Beeman in our open. Very strong player, 21.7 points a game. But Michael Alvarado has been very good of late as well. He's averaging just under 13 a game. But the last two times out, two Manhattan wins, he has been averaging about 20 points a contest. So he's played really well for them of late. They're also joined in the starting lineup by forward Rich Williams, the freshman coming on to get the start, and Ramel Brown, the center, who is currently second in MAC conference history in blocked shots. Very good shot blocker, and he can really dominate inside, as we see him introduced on the floor right now. Brown is a big fella as he comes across the court wearing number 5 right now. He's a big guy, and the Hawks saw some shot blockers against St. John's. They're going to see another one today.
Just about ready for tip-off between Monmouth and Manhattan. Again, to set the stage, both these teams, Gary, want to play similarly. Manhattan, and Coach Masiello has been preaching to his team to play faster this season. He wants them to get up and down the floor, and you can see that by some of the point totals they've put up. They scored 99 in a season-opening win against LaSalle in a couple of overtimes, and then since that point, with the exception of one game, they've hit 70 or more. This Monmouth team, no different. They were held in the 60s and 50s for a three-game stretch against Seton Hall, St. John's, and Penn State. Outside of those opponents, they've scored in the 70s and in the 80s as well. So we could potentially have entertaining basketball on our hands this afternoon. And it'll be funny to see, and not funny, but fun and interesting to see how Monmouth does this afternoon against this Manhattan team, a more seasoned veteran group, Gary, who not only is used to MAC play, This is going to sound weird. I made the point to you in the car ride coming up. They're used to these weird Sunday afternoon MAC tips that this is Monmouth's first go-around experiencing.
Yeah, it's a little different, but, you know, I think people might overplay things like that a little bit. Basketball is basketball. You know, just come out here and play your game. I think that's what MU obviously has to do today. It's a very good Manhattan team. They're going to be they're a talented team whether you play them at 2 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or 1 in the morning. So, you know, you got to play them how you're going to play your game.
Monmouth takes the floor in their road midnight blue uniforms. Monmouth in white across the chest. Number in white on the front and back with white piping down both sides. It's Manhattan in their home whites. Manhattan in forest green on the front. Name on the back as well as with Monmouth. Name and number. Green piping down the left and right side as it'll be Zach Tillman to jump things up with Ramel Brown. Monmouth left to right. Manhattan right to left. And they will control as we begin play this afternoon. This is Michael Alvarado, senior guard from right here in the Bronx. Goes over to Ramel Brown, who's going to go right at Zach Tillman. Miss his shot short. Offensive rebound momentarily had by the Jaspers, then lost out of play. And Monmouth will have their first possession with 19:46 to go in the first half.
Ramel Brown coming at you. 6'7", 230, Eddie. He is a big man working in the post against Zach Tillman. But Zach Tillman actually can match up with him size-wise, something we haven't seen from MU in past years. That'll be an interesting matchup to watch.
Justin Robinson drives, hangs in the air, and hits the game's first shot. 30 seconds gone by. The Monmouth freshman guard with the game's first basket. Jaspers back into their half-court set. C.J. Jones, sophomore from Chicago, goes over to Alvarado on the left wing. This is George Beeman, leading scorer for this Manhattan team. 21 and a half a game. Shuffles it over to Alvarado. Attacks, leaves one down low. Layup is good for freshman Rich Williams.
They're working the baselines early against MU. They're trying to get into the post.
A little bit of full-court pressure from Manhattan. Monmouth breaks it. They'll now work the ball here. Play just over a minute. Hawks and Jaspers all tied up at two. Robinson gets his instructions from Coach Rice. Calls signals. Gets it back from Deion Jones on the left wing. Right back to Deion Jones, who attacks the basket. He'll lay it in to give the Hawks a 4-2 lead.
That first step from Deion Jones is so good. It's so explosive. He explodes out of that cut from the elbow and gets to the bucket.
Alvarado bouncing one left wing. This is C.J. Jones. Back to Williams, top of the key. Entry pass for Brown. Double team. Righty jump hook ties this game at four. We know Ramel Brown is good defensively. Undersized big. Gets good position there. Robinson dribbling up floor in a hurry. Now waits for his teammates to join him. Gets his instructions from Coach Rice. Swings it left wing to Tyrone O'Gara. Played 2 minutes. Tied at four. O'Gara goes for Nicholas, top of the key. Flips it over to Tillman, right wing, right corner is Robinson. Screen and roll. He's got the big man Brown on him. Robinson in the lane. His shot is blocked by Brown. Tillman gets the rebound. Deion Jones for three to beat the shot clock is short. Michael Alvarado with the rebound. Head up in transition. Alvarado finds Brown down low, who misses the dunk, but then gets his own rebound. Finds Williams. And count his shot and a foul. It rolled around the rim. Hell of a chance for a conventional three-point play as he just bowled over Justin Robinson.
Yeah, I don't think Robinson had his feet totally set, but I might have went the other way on that one.
The weird play started when Brown missed the dunk. I thought he got fouled actually on the dunk, and then I know Robinson was charged.
Yeah, just watching the replay on the board is pretty conclusive for you.
Freshman Rich Williams converts the three-point play, putting Manhattan on top 7-4, played 2.5 minutes. Deion Jones will now bring things up for MU. Full court Manhattan pressure. Jones will now go over to Robinson. Gary, Manhattan falling back into a matchup zone here for the first time today. Jones controlling, double team, lost it. And he lost it ahead to Jones, who was fouled by Tyrone O'Gara right at half court.
Yeah, Tyrone didn't want to get the hand in there. You could see his frustration clearly as he came up the floor. And that's not the foul you want to commit so many feet away from the basket.
17:15 to go in our first half. Manhattan 7 and Monmouth 4. Jaspers to inbound. The freshman from Brooklyn, Rich Williams, will inbound it. A lot of this Manhattan roster contained within the five boroughs, as you'd expect. Alvarado fires one down low to Brown. He'll lay it one in. 9-4 Jaspers.
Again, muscling his way into the lane and putting a body into Andrew Nicholas that time.
Hawks break the Jaspers' pressure. O'Gara is fouled from behind, attacking the basket with 17:02 to go in the first half. That foul is on Michael Alvarado, his first foul. Gary, this Manhattan team is not only big and physical, but they're a very fast team. They want to speed the pace up. They lead Monmouth 9-4. Hawks throw one away here. Alvarado takes one away from Nicholas. Behind the back at half court. Beautiful bounce pass down low. And a foul on the way up. Beeman was hacked by Jones. He'll have two free throws. 16:53 to go in the first.
This is a good Jaspers team. And if you're going to turn the ball over, you're going to find yourself in a world of trouble today if you're MU. Can't turn the ball over like they've done in these last couple of possessions.
You look at some of the games that Manhattan has won. They've beaten LaSalle and Columbia, Illinois State, Hofstra, and Marist. Their two losses, one to Fordham and a tough loss to a really good George Washington team back on November the 16th. As that free throw for Beeman is good, we'll get our first look at Max DeLeo, who will check in for Andrew Nicholas. We'll also get our first look at Manhattan's Tyler Wilson, 6-foot freshman from the Bronx. He'll come in for Michael Alvarado. Gary, you look at this roster for the Jaspers as that free throw is also good for Beeman. All but three players call New York and really New York City home. Still full court pressure here. Max DeLeo will break that pressure. He's going to attack the basket. His shot is blocked, but he'll go to the line for two free throws. He was fouled going up.
Eddie, we've only played 3 minutes and 20 seconds. We've had a lot of physical play so far. It's been a little bit chippy almost at times, but a lot of in the paint, just physical presences.
Three fouls called on Monmouth. That was the second on Manhattan. It goes against Ramel Brown. Max DeLeo's first free throw here is bottom of the net, cutting the Manhattan lead to 11-5. You take a look, Gary, at this team. This is Monmouth's first road test in MAC play. Couldn't have come against a better team in the Jaspers, who were picked number one. As DeLeo goes 2 of 2 from the line, Monmouth now trails by 5. Beeman on the left wing. Top of the key, he goes. Tyler Wilson gets his instructions. Works on Robinson, dribbles over to the right wing. Now goes Rich Williams, top of the key. They try an entry pass for Brown. Too strong, it went out of bounds. Monmouth will get it back as Chris Brady checks into the game for the first time, taking out Zach Tillman.
I think it was a miscommunication there because Beeman looked to be coming from the elbow. He was kind of circling back to the baseline, and I don't think he got there in time. I think they threw the pass a little too soon for him.
Tyrone O'Garrow to inbound. Manhattan pressuring full here. Deion Jones will now be the player that brings it up. They'll cross over on C.J. Jones. Bounces one down low to Chris Brady. Collects, gathers, misses the layup. Deion Jones offensive rebound. Deion Jones, a lot of contact on the putback. And we'll go back the other way now. This is Tyler Wilson. Leaves one behind. Williams skips one over to Beeman on the left wing. He'll attack and kick out. Manhattan will have to run their half-court offense as Tyler Wilson will call signals. Now direct traffic as he dribbles over to the left wing. Dumps it down low to Brown. Ramel Brown around Chris Brady. Throws one to Beeman. Corner triple. In and out. Brady with the defensive rebound. Justin Robinson. Head up the other way. Spins at the three-point line. Kicks one out. Deion Jones triple. Too strong. Ball tipped out of bounds. They'll say it's off of Chris Brady. It'll be Manhattan basketball when we come back. 15:28 to go in the first. Manhattan 11, Monmouth 6 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
MAC fans, this is the moment. The 2014 MAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships return to the Mass Mutual Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, March 6th through the 10th. All session tickets start at $99 for 20 action-packed games of MAC Madness at just $5 a game. To purchase tickets, visit MACSports.com, Ticketmaster.com, any Ticketmaster outlet. The Mass Mutual Center box office or charged by phone at 1-800-745-3000.
Monmouth ball as we resume action here. And Chris Brady, Gary, throws one almost to you, which is weird because he's about 70 feet away down the other side. Is that Monmouth turnover? Gives it back to Manhattan. That turnover already, Gary, the Hawks' fourth in this first half. Tough to do a read and almost get hit with a ball. You're doing a great job, though. George Beeman, errant on a three here. Monmouth rebound as they'll run it up floor now. Josh James first into the contest. has his shot at the rim blocked. That was taken down by Beeman. Let's go back the other way. Manhattan in a hurry as they lose one out of play. C.J. Jones has one go through his hands. Subs coming for the Jaspers. Junior Rashawn Storrs checks in, as well as sophomore Shane Richards. This game has been very fast-paced, very physical early on. 15:01 to go in this first half. 11-6, the home team Jaspers with the lead. Max DeLeo will break the timeline for MU. Bounce one down low to Brady. Out to Josh James for three. Too strong. Offensive rebound, Chris Brady. And throws one out to Max DeLeo, top of the key. Gets Richards in the air. And Max is fouled going to the basket. They'll call that foul on Tyler Wilson. It's the third foul on Manhattan. Monmouth will inbound.
I like what I've seen from Chris Brady in these last couple minutes. He's been physical down low. He's grabbed a couple of offensive rebounds.
Well, Gary, more so than anything else, Monmouth's young bigs are going to have their hands full with this Manhattan team, as the Hawks try to inbound, the Jaspers knock it out of play. Another sub for Manhattan has checked in. 6'6 junior Emmy Andujar has checked into the game for the first time, as well as Ashton Pankey, 6'10 sophomore. Neither coach afraid to play a lot of their roster, Gary, early on in this one. Jaspers back to that matchup zone. Robinson dribbling top of the key, has it taken away. Tyler Wilson took it away from Robinson. Now he's going to go to him at the basket. Can't get the layup to go, but Robinson fouls him. Two free throws coming for Tyler Wilson with 14:25 to go in this first half. Justin Robinson picks up his second foul. So Wilson at the line, averaging about a point a game in this his first season in Riverdale. Airballs his first free throw. That's right, airballed his first free throw.
It's not a good sign.
Not if you're Tyler Wilson, it's not. Or Steve Masiello, for that matter. Makes the second one, however. Christian White will check into the game for Monmouth. Jaspers lead 12-6. 14:25 to go. Josh James will run the show here for MU. Manhattan will pressure. They somehow get it ahead to O'Garo. Goes back to James. Gary, Monmouth really bothered by Manhattan's pressure early on in this one. James around a Brady screen. Goes left corner to Tyrone O'Garo. Back to James. Down low, Brady. Triple team. Brady shot is good, but wave it away. An offensive foul as Tyler Wilson drew a charge.
It's the same exact play we saw earlier that Ramel Brown went through Justin Robinson.
Well, what's funny
should've been
is
called both ways.
They had Tyler Wilson, 6 foot, 175 pounds, guarding Chris Brady, who goes about 6'11", 270. And I think when I see that, I know if I'm the guard, I'm hitting the deck first contact.
No doubt.
Jasper's into their set here. Andujar. Out to Wilson. He attacks the basket. Floater over Brady is good. 14-6, Manhattan leads. James calling out signals for Monmouth. Down 8, 13:30 to go first half. Hands to Deion Jones. Over to Christian White. James open in the corner. Pumps it a three. Attacks the basket. Wild floater is missed. He was thrown to the ground. Let's go back the other way. Andujar. To Richards. Deep three is off to the right. Rebound pulled down by Deion Jones. Back the other way. Deion Jones tried to go to O'Garo. Wilson took it away for a moment and then kicked it out of play. 13-11 to go first half. Manhattan leads 14-6 in a game, Gary, I can confidently say, has been extremely sloppy early on.
Yeah, sloppy and a lot of running, a little bit of a track meet so far. Going back and forth, but the scoring hasn't really matched that pace.
They like when teams go fast, but we've seen both teams today be out of control and careless with the basketball. Christian White goes for James, top of the key. Right back to White. Picks up his dribble, goes back to James, who lost it momentarily, and then went into the backcourt to retrieve it. Extremely tough start for the young Monmouth guards in this one, Gary, as the Hawks trail 14-6. We've played just over 7 minutes.
They've had trouble with the pressure that Manhattan's put on them too. A lot of these traps the Hawks have been unable to shake.
Alvarado back in the game, running things, dribbling right on the Manhattan logo, calling out signals. Bounces one over to Richards, who's fouled by Christian White. Tough matchup for White, Gary. Richards goes 6'5", 180. Christian generously listed, get it so I don't make anything up, at 5'10", 180. Andahar to inbound. Gets it back off the inbounds, tries a triple and puts it in. Emi Andahar with the three. 17-6, Manhattan leads. This foul by Rashawn Storrs, the 5'11 junior from the Bronx, fouling Josh James. 12:30 to go. Hawks down 11 early on. And I think what Manhattan's done, Gary, besides being a good team, they've come in and they have wanted to beat Monmouth up a little bit, knowing they've got a size and physicality advantage with their upperclassmen. Christian White, top of the key. Bounces one to Ogaro, right elbow. Kicks it out to Jones. Deion Jones, pull it along, two. He'll put it in.
If you can free him in that much space, he's going to knock down that shot more times than not.
17-8, Manhattan leads. The Manhattan net is actually still, Gary, hung up on the rim. They haven't taken it down as another foul goes against Monmouth here. This one will go on Tyrone Ogaro. It'll be the seventh foul on Monmouth. As Ogaro will sit down, Greg Nowak will check in with 12:04. They changed that foul. It's actually Chris Brady's second foul. So he'll sit down as Marcelo Hudiger will check in. That'll put Ashton Pankey at the line, the 6'10 sophomore from the Bronx. Went to St. Anthony's down in New Jersey, Gary, before transferring to Manhattan from the University of Maryland. Missing his first shot short, and the rebound went to Deion Jones. Hawks trail by 9. Deion Jones attacks the basket, has the ball taken away. We'll go back the other way now. This triple on the way in the corner, missed short by Donovan Cates, and a loose ball foul will go on Manhattan. That'll go on Emi Andohar, and it'll get us to our media timeout. 11:48 to go in the first half. Jaspers lead Monmouth 17-8 as we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Back here at Draddy Gymnasium, we'll check the MAC out-of-town scoreboard, brought to you by Coke Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. About a minute left in the first half out in Fairfield, and Iona beating Fairfield 41-35. Canisius with a 12-point lead on Siena, 27-15 out in Buffalo. Early on, about halfway through the first half, St. Peter's up 3 on Niagara, 10-7. Quinnipiac leading Ryder 17-11. Eddie, I hope that's a misprint, but I don't know. 12 seconds left in the first half. It's Quinnipiac 17, Ryder 11.
I hope that's a misprint, too. But I'll check my phone.
if it's not, oh boy.
We are, oh my. We are back at Draddy Gym. Gary Kowal, Eddie Acapinti here in the first half. Thank you. 11:30 to go. We just got handed our statistics sheet, Gary. Not pretty if you're a Monmouth fan. Even not prettier here is Deion Jones traveling in the lane. Monmouth has now turned it over, Gary, 9 times in the first 8.5 minutes of this game. As Andrew Nicholas will check back in, Greg Nowak, with the world's quickest one-minute stay in the game, will sit down. Been all Jaspers early in this one. Nicholas is called for a foul on Andahar as he tried to go around the back of the Manhattan player. Monmouth's 8th team foul. It'll be 1-1 for Manhattan. And with Monmouth already into the 1-1 with 11:21 to go in the first half, if you made dinner plans, Gary, you should cancel them now, because we ain't getting home in a reasonable hour with 8 fouls already.
No.
Andahar missing that free throw short. Nicholas with the rebound. Josh James will pick up his dribble. Go to Christian White. 11:10 to go in this half. Andrew Nicholas is open for 3. He made the shot, but wave off the attempt. As before the shot, a foul was called on Manhattan.
That's tough. I know you got to call the foul, but Red freeing himself in the corner wide open. That's his shot. And knocking it down, but obviously you see the foul, you got to call it.
The foul is the first on Ashton Pankey. So sub in the game for the Jaspers. Beeman checks back in. Hawks trail 17-8, 11:10 to go before halftime. Nicholas inbounds to Deion Jones, who's double-teamed. Hudiger over to Nicholas. Monmouth on the perimeter now. Christian White open for three. Can't get that one to go. Nicholas, offensive rebound. Taps it over to Josh James. James attacks the basket, and he'll go to the line for two after there was a block call right in the paint. It just seems there has been bodies on the floor every time down for both teams in this game, Gary, with 10:58 to go in this first half. Josh James will go to the line for two free throws.
Like I said, it's been very physical, which could be a good thing. I mean, you know, nothing wrong with some physical basketball, but a lot of fouls.
Already 15 fouls called the first 11 minutes of this game. As James misses his first free throw. Max DeLeo in, White out, Ramel Brown in, Pankey out for Manhattan. Another free throw coming from James. He'll get his second one, cutting the lead to 17-9. Hawks pressuring full now as well. Alvarado jumps the pass, and he throws one out of bounds. Monmouth pressure forcing the Manhattan turnover there, their third of the first half.
And Nicholas and James didn't even really set up a trap. They were just starting to crowd Andujar, and he threw it right away. He felt the pressure immediately.
Monmouth breaks their pressure as James throws ahead to DeLeo. Down low to Hudiger. Back to James, top of the key. He'll pull for a long two. Can't get that one to go. Tip rebound comes down to Alvarado. Head up back the other way. Alvarado's going to go one on four, and a foul is called on one of the Monmouth players, either Hudiger or DeLeo. They'll get Marcelo for the foul with 10:31 to go in the first half.
I was kind of looking forward to some back and forth basketball, Eddie, but there's been no flow to this game. All it is whistle and foul after whistle and foul, and it's a little frustrating to watch for both teams. I mean, there has been absolutely no flow in the first 10 minutes.
Couldn't agree more. It's been, as much as people want to play up-tempo hoops, this has not been a case study for that, as the Hawks trail 17-9 with Alvarado at the line for two. He'll make his first one with 10:31 to go as Tyrone O'Gara will check in for Marcelo Hudiger. You know, the other night against Ryder, and I know Monmouth lost that game, that was entertaining up and down basketball. It didn't seem like there were, at least in the first half, a lot of fouls called. You know that Monmouth had that long drought in the second half when they sent Ryder to the line what seemed like every time down. Missed free throw here, tap back out, Manhattan possession. And a whistle. I think our head official thought that Coach Masiello was calling timeout, so inadvertent whistle. That'll allow Tyler Wilson to come back into the game.
I think Steve Masiello turned to him and said, no, I was calling a play.
I think that's exactly what it was doing. Our officials today, Bob Adams, Paul Feya, and James Oswald. Jasper basketball leading Monmouth by 9, 10:18 to go. Tyler Wilson goes left wing. Donovan Cates, top of the key, Andohar. Beeman's open right corner. He'll attack. Spin in the lane. Can't get it to go. Ramel Brown. One try, no. Second try, he threw it away. Max DeLeo back the other way. DeLeo is going to attack the basket on Andohar, and he is fouled on the way up. That is the eighth foul on the Jaspers. So now, Gary, we've hit the exact midway point in our first half. Monmouth trails 18-9. Max DeLeo with two free throws. There's free throws the rest of the way here in this opening half.
Yeah, kind of unbelievable. We've literally played exactly 10 minutes, and there's just been bodies flying all over the floor. Been a lot of contact and a whole lot of fouls being called and the like. And it is a little frustrating to watch, I'll be honest.
Max DeLeo's first 1-1 is good. I'll be honest, any hope of us catching that Giant game is fading quickly.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'll tell you, one of us will get it on our phone on the snowy ride home. As back in is Shane Richards, the sophomore from New York, New York. Made the point earlier, all but four Jaspers call New York home. DeLeo, who's from Cinnaminson, New Jersey, makes his second. So it's 18-11 with now under 10 minutes to go in our first half. Hawks pressuring Manhattan in the backcourt. Richards crosses it finally as he goes for Wilson. Now Tyler Wilson will instruct. Finds a cutting Beeman on the left wing who goes to Cates, top of the key, and a foul down low. Just every time down, both ways, we've seen a foul called That'll go on Ty Ogero. That's his second foul. So now Monmouth in the double bonus with 9:40 to go. And it seems as though we have two teams that want to play physical and maybe a crew who doesn't want that. We saw Gary last game a lot go in the first half before things tightened up as the lefty Brown sinks his first free throw. You almost have to know. If both of these teams want to play a certain way, maybe you let them play that way.
Yeah, I agree. Let them play. There's no reason not to. And instead, you get an ugly game like this. It's 20-11 with 9:40 left. 10 fouls for Monmouth, 8 for Manhattan. Everybody's going to be shooting free throws. Everybody's going to be in foul trouble. I mean, if this game is close towards the end of the second half, it'll be interesting to see who has a lot of foul trouble.
Deion Jones gets one for Monmouth back the other way. Hawks 20-13 now behind. Back the other way for Manhattan. A foul called on Monmouth's Andrew Nicholas. Kind of a wild sequence. Nicholas picks up his second foul after Jones went coast to coast. 9:24 to go in our first half. Ramel Brown will go back to the line after just making two free throws. He averages 9.7 boards a game. Makes another free throw. Is checking back in is Rich Williams. Tell you, clear your Sunday schedule if we're going to have both ways. Whistles every time down. Brown's second free throw was way short. Jones with the rebound. Jaspers lead Monmouth by 8. 9:18 to go in the first half. Deion Jones dribbling top of the key. Leaves one for James. Josh James swings it to Max DeLeo. Swings it left corner to Nicholas. Nicholas loses it on the way up. Loose ball. Ogero has it. Skip pass. James, corner DeLeo, gets his man up in the air, and then missing the three attempt, but Max DeLeo earns Gary three free throws after that clever little up fake. The foul will go on George Beeman. They're going to say two free throws. They say DeLeo's foot on the line.
He went up in the air, got the contact, and then threw up one of those desperation shots where it looks like the only reason you're throwing it is to draw the contact and get the foul called, which he did, and somehow it almost fell. It was like a line drive.
And I think what we're going to see, Gary, is we're going to have a review here. The officials will go to the monitor and see if Max DeLeo was shooting a three or a two. It will obviously determine how many free throws he shoots. Get you a game reset. 8:59 to go first half. Monmouth trails Manhattan 21-13. The Hawks in the double bonus. The Jaspers in the bonus. Neither team has taken a timeout on this wintry day and our first time here in historic Draddy Gym. Tough for us to see on the video board, which is hanging above the Monmouth bench, if it was a two or a three. So we'll check here. I know, Gary, we've seen around the country today some of our NFL games, snow all over the place, typically in the southern mid-Atlantic states. We've seen it in Baltimore and Philly today. Word has it from our buddy Ray in the studio. It's already snowing in Ocean County. A winter storm all over the place is actually
behind the line.
You know what? As you said that, the official signified to both coaches it will be three free throws for Max DeLeo.
That's the right call. And it's a good job of the officiating crew to go take a look. And they have the ability to do it now. You might as well look at it.
Couldn't agree more. You have technology at your hands. You're foolish not to use it. DeLeo makes his first free throw. 21-14 now. Fans, please stay tuned at halftime. Gary and I will take you through the out-of-town scores in the MAC, and we'll run through the NFL scores as well. That'll be fun for us. As Max DeLeo hits his second free throw, we'll also maybe get a few minutes with our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press, who trekked his way up from Jersey for this game today. As Max DeLeo has his third free throw. Made them all. So Monmouth has cut this to a five-point game. 21-16, under 9 to go first half. Wilson dribbling on the wing. Goes to Beeman, double team. Beeman jumps the pass, floats it back over to Wilson. Ball out of bounds, off of DeLeo. Good scrappy play by Max. And the Jaspers will have to inbound. This is a Max DeLeo kind of game, by the way. Physical,
really is.
Scrappy. This is a game he could have an impact.
I was just thinking that. He's exactly that kind of player, and let's see if he can kind of get in and use that scrappy play of his to force a couple turnovers.
Jasper's inbounds to Wilson. Drives and kicks. Beam in a corner three. That's short. Deion Jones with the high rebound for MU. Jones changing direction at midcourt. He's going to attack the basket. No foul called. Loose ball. And then Deion will be called for a loose ball foul with 8:30 to go in the first half. He was frustrated. He didn't get the call the other way, which I didn't think was a foul. Looked like the Manhattan players went straight up, as that foul on Jones is his second, Gary.
I like what Deion's doing, aggressive, putting his head down, you know, getting to the basket and not caring who's in front of you. But that was a situation where he probably had a kick out available and didn't take it.
Yeah, tough to put the head down and get to the basket as Beeman makes his first free throw. Justin Robinson back in after an extended time on the bench with two fouls. He'll take out Josh James. And Deion is a young veteran player, Gary. You've got to think that he is the key as Beeman makes the second. Now, it's easy to say the leading scorer is the key, but he can play in a physical kind of game. And he's really been called upon to be the point guard in this first half, as he will again, even with Robinson on the floor, bring the ball up. Hawks trail 23-16. Deion Jones gets a ball screen from O'Gara. Skip pass, right corner, Nicholas. His three is good. Andrew Nicholas buries a triple to cut the lead to four.
Nice little step back there from Nicholas. Caught the pass, in stride, step back and hit it.
And a loose ball foul will go against Ramel Brown for Manhattan. His second foul. So Monmouth has cut this to 23-19, 8:06 to go. And they'll get it back after Brown will sit down with those two fouls. Ashton Pankey will check back in. New ball game here, Gary, with 8 minutes to go in the first half. Nicholas inbounds to Max DeLeo. Max beats his man. He's going to go to the basket now. Tried to bounce one to O'Garo. It was deflected back to Max. And he will be called for traveling as he got his player up in the air, but then he did shuffle the feet.
He's just got to go back up with that one, Eddie. He's just got to go back up, pass his defender. He was already inside. Got to go back up and try to put that one in.
7:59 to go, first half. Manhattan leads Monmouth, but it's just 23-19 now as we step out for 60 seconds right here on the Shore Sports Network. The members of the New Jersey Education Association work to make public schools great for every child. Thank you to our friends at the NJEA for their continued support of Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports Network. And also, fans, Scala's Pizzeria is proud to support the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, go visit Faz in West End or visit scalaspizzeria.com. 7:59 to go in our first half. Monmouth trailing Manhattan 23-19. A little wishful thinking there, Gary, as we get our statistics and see Monmouth still struggling from the floor, but down just four early on here. Richards, corner three for Manhattan is no good. Offensive rebound, Rich Williams, out of bounds off Monmouth. It'll be Jasper's basketball.
The numbers, when you look across them for MU, actually Max DeLeo leading away with 7 points, 7 of 7 from the line. Deion Jones, 6 points, 5 rebounds, good, 5 turnovers, not good.
And the bigger thing, Monmouth right now, Gary, 2 assists compared to 10 turnovers, as this turnover is on Manhattan, as that one right there will go against Tyler Wilson. That's the Jasper's 5th. Alvarado comes back in. Monmouth, Gary, even though they're not shooting it well and they're turning it over like it's going out of style, only trails 23-19. Waiting for one of us to make the turnover bakery joke. I applaud you for not doing it. 7:14 and ticking to go in the first half. Monmouth moving it here. Rich Williams deflects a Deion Jones pass out of bounds. Hawk ball, 16 on the shot clock. Quickly checking back in, Rashawn Storrs. Jones to inbound in front of the Manhattan bench. Gets it into Robinson. Fires one down low to Nicholas. Nicholas toe tips the baseline. Now to Jones. Now to Robinson. Swings it to DeLeo. Max triple on the way. Bottom of the net. Monmouth now down just 1 point. Max DeLeo with a tremendous first half. 10 points.
He has been so good from downtown this year, Eddie, shooting over 50% from beyond the arc. Max DeLeo has really found his stroke from downtown.
And how about, Gary, the ball movement that last possession? Manhattan will try to answer. An ill-advised long three by Storrs. Nicholas with the rebound. Robinson to DeLeo. Max attacks. Out to Nicholas for three. Boom! Hawks lead 25-23. 6:31 to go first. Half timeout, Manhattan.
Nicholas with an NBA range three. All the momentum in Mama's favor right now, Eddie.
That three-pointer leads Coach Masiello to a 30-second timeout. His first back-to-back triples. Max DeLeo and Andrew Nicholas. And Monmouth hasn't shot it well all half, but they've shot it well recently, leading Manhattan 25-23, Gary. Those just their second and third threes of the first half. Manhattan timeout. The Boathouse Bar and Grill features great food, entertainment, and the best wings in the area. Whether you're watching college or NBA hoops, or you're checking out the full slate of NFL games today, or you want to have a private party, do it at the Boathouse, 1309 Main Street in Belmar, boathousebarandgrill.com. As we wish healthy wishes and good thoughts to our broadcast friend, Matt Harmon, who's sick back home in Belmar today, no doubt being nursed to health by a tremendous family. Matt, we wish you get better quickly. Even though Gary's having a good time doing this.
I am enjoying this. But yes, Mac, I will too.
Hawks lead by two and force another turnover. Max DeLeo, Gary, has been everywhere. Hits a three. A couple possessions to go, and now forcing a charge on Rashawn Storrs with 6:17 to go. We said it could be a DeLeo game. Man, it's been true in this half.
Oh, it sure has. Hawks right now, Eddie, in the midst of a 9-0 run over the last 2 minutes. See if they can build on it here. They've done a good job defensively, and they've coupled that with some buckets.
6:05 to go first half. Robinson finds Nicholas backdoor. Red, catch and shoot. No good. Loose ball foul will go against Greg Nowak. That'll be Monmouth's. Well, they're in the double bonus already. Nowak battling for the offensive rebound. That foul will send it back the other way. It'll be two Jaspers free throws with Monmouth leading 25-23. 6:01 to go. A couple of free throws for Rich Williams. Have to keep an eye on the total foul number in this game. As Williams misses his first, Donovan Cates back for Manhattan, Josh James back for MU. It's been tough for these teams to get up and play fast like they like to do with the stoppages in play, as Williams' second free throw makes this a one-point game. Tyler Wilson checks back in. He'll take out Rashawn Storrs. Deion Jones will again bring things up for MU. Manhattan back to a man-to-man defense now. Hands off for James, who gets instructions from Coach Rice. Works on Wilson. Dribble handoff to Jones, top of the key. Goes to DeLeo, right wing. Backdoor find to Nicholas, who lays it in. Beautiful find for Max DeLeo.
He's been the spark, Eddie. He's really been the spark to this MU run right now.
Hawks lead 27-24. Jaspers 5-2 coming in. Preseason number one in the MAC. Pankey has his shot blocked by Deion Jones. Ahead to Josh James. Josh, reverse layup, can't get it to go. DeLeo offensive rebound. He'll pull things out. Fresh shot clock for MU. DeLeo attacks. Shuffles it to Greg Nowak. He misses one. Donovan Cates rebound. Outlet to Alvarado. He'll cross over on James. Into the lane. No good, but he'll go to the line for two as Deion Jones will be called for the foul. Possession before, Jones had a great block, which ignited a break. Monmouth couldn't convert, and now Gary James picks up his third foul in the first half. You have to think he's gone for probably the rest of the first half and potentially a good portion of the second half. 5:05 to go before halftime.
That could be a key thing to watch here. Interesting that he was still in the game at that point. Of course, he'll come out here for Christian White. Nowak comes out, and Tyrone O'Garrell will come in as well. But
actually, Gary, James is going to stay on the floor.
James will stay on the floor. Deion Jones will come out of the game. Pardon me.
I was with you. I thought James was coming out.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Alvarado missed his first free throw. Interesting choice by Coach Rice, keeping James in as Alvarado's second makes this a 27-25 game. 5 minutes to go, first half. White, James, O'Garrow, DeLeo, and Nicholas in the game. Christian White throws one away. He threw it into the backcourt. James had to go to retrieve it. With how lackadaisical everyone was, I think they all thought it was tipped. Turnover gives it back to the Jaspers. And if you're wondering, folks, we'll tell you at halftime what a Jasper is, because I know you are. Alvarado right in front of us, calling out orders. 4:50 to go, first half. Has White guarding it. Goes around a Panky screen, right wing. Has it on the block. Gathers, throws one off the backboard, no good. James and Panky fight for one over Ogero. Jump ball will give it back to MU on the alternate possession. Very weird looking play. Gary just saw Justin Robinson trot back into the Monmouth locker room. So not only foul trouble, but maybe an injury bothering Justin. Nicholas inbounds to DeLeo. Max will now bring it up, working on Shane Richards. Goes for Christian White on the right wing. Dribbles himself to the top of the key. Now Josh James, 4:20 and counting. James is going to attack the basket, pick up his dribble. Nice little bounce pass to DeLeo. Max down low has it blocked by Panky. Let's go back the other way with Tyler Wilson. One on two. Wilson, count it. And a foul. Two Hawks back. They were both in the restricted area. A chance for three for Tyler Wilson. Gary, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know what this game is going to look like the last 8 minutes. We may have 10 players foul out of this
one. Yeah, that's what I was thinking earlier. I mean, and this became a close game after the Hawks fell behind by a little bit. Now MU actually, we're in the lead. Now it's tied after that bucket. But if this game stays close in the final five or so, we might be seeing a lot of guys running down the bench for both sides.
Wilson can't get his free throw to go. George Beeman, offensive rebound. Fires it over to Richards for three. Too short. Ogero skies for the rebound for MU. James, head up in transition. Tried to find Christian White. It was intercepted by a trailing George Beeman. Under four to go, first half. Beeman attacks the basket. Wave off his shot. Max DeLeo again, this time drawing a charge. 3:53 to go, first half. Monmouth and Manhattan all tied at 27. As we step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. Fans, the Hawks would like to thank their premier sponsors this basketball season for making today's broadcast possible. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McClune's Restaurant, and Surf Taco. Thank you for your tremendous support all season long. Here in the Riverdale section of the Bronx, Gary Kowal, Eddie Acapinti on hand. Monmouth and Manhattan all tied. Gary at 27, 3:45 to go in the first half. Robinson controls for MU. Throws one over to Josh James on the right wing. Back to Robinson, who shook off whatever injury he had and is back in the game. Khalil Brown in the game. Rise and fire for three. No good. Ogero, offensive rebound and put back. Monmouth back on top by two.
Tyrone never hit the ground. Came up, caught the ball in the air, and put it right back in off the window.
Monmouth's seventh offensive rebound in this first half. That basket for Ogero, Gary, his first of the game. Back for Manhattan. Playing catch on the perimeter here. Richards, Wilson. They fire it over to Jones on the left wing. Panky loses it. Ogero now has it. He's leading the break. Bounce ahead to Josh James. Josh, adjust in midair and lay it in. Monmouth 31, Manhattan 27.
What a move from Josh James down low, Eddie. A great presence of mind to see the defender coming across from the left side, skipped right past him and put it in.
Hawks four quick ones in a row, 2:45 to go, first half. Ashton Panky down low has it taken away by Josh James. Josh, right at midcourt. Fires one over to Robinson. His triple. Boom! Justin Robinson has given Monmouth a 34-27 lead.
What a run from MU, Eddie. This is some of the best basketball I've seen them play in the last couple of games. This four-minute stretch has been great defense turned into great offense.
And what's made it, Gary, so impressive is the team they're doing it against. The preseason favorite in the MAC, the Manhattan Jaspers. Jones, pull-up jumper is missed. Ashton Panky, offensive rebound. Finds a cutting Donovan Cates. He misses one. Khalil Brown saves it from going out of bounds. Right to Justin Robinson. Robinson finds an cutting Ogero. Tyrone misses the shot, but a blocking foul will go on Shane Richards. 1:57 to go, first half. Tyrone O'Garrow will have two free throws, Gary, to continue this MU run. Hawks lead by 7. O'Garrow will step to the foul line. With a couple of free throws, Tyrone, who's been good this season, has not been good at the line, missing his first, just 32% from the free throw line this season. Weird to say, he's done pretty much everything else well. He's rebounded, he's defended, he's always undersized. Nowak and Jalen Palm ready to check in. Palm will give Justin Robinson a rest. As O'Garrow has another free throw on the way. This one he makes to put Monmouth on top by their biggest margin of this first half. 8 points, 35-27.
MU in the midst of a 19-4 run, Eddie. What a stretch from the Hawks. Since the 8:30 mark, they have went on a 19-4 run to take an 8-point lead on the Jaspers. Great basketball from MU, and you got to close the half out strong now.
Richards shakes loose of DeLeo, fires one over to Wilson. His floater is missed at the rim. Ball comes down to C.J. Jones. No shot clock reset. 12 on the clock. Top of the key, it's Wilson. Calls signals. High ball screen from Ashton Pankey. And attacks the basket. Count the basket and one on the continuation. They'll call Khalil Brown for the foul. NBA's continuation on that play for C.J., rather for Tyler Wilson, with 1:28 to go. ...88 seconds to go, first half. Wilson will try for a conventional three-point play. Missing the free throw short. Greg Nowak pulls it down. Interesting lineup on the floor. Palm, DeLeo, James, Nowak, and Khalil Brown. Nowak, top of the key. Throws one over to Max DeLeo. Back to Jalen Palm, who will get his instructions from Coach Rice. Palm throws to DeLeo on the left wing. 13 on the shot clock. 1 minute to go, first half. DeLeo, world of trouble here. Loses it out of bounds. The players go crashing to the bench. It's off of Max DeLeo. Exactly 60 seconds to go in our first half. Monmouth leading by 6. Manhattan basketball. Cates, Jones, Wilson, Richards, and Pankey, the 5 Jaspers. Wilson dribbles himself over to the right wing. Donovan Cates, top of the key. Throws it right wing. Wilson down low. Pankey spins on Khalil Brown, and they'll call a foul on Khalil. 45.1 seconds to go. I'm not trying to move you out of the way. I'm just instructing to you what Pankey just did to Brown. He hooked him. 45.1 to go. Pankey at the line for 2. Monmouth leading by 6. I would never tell you to move like that.
I thought I was leaning too far forward. No. You're missing the play.
No. Pankey makes the free throw. I was actually communicating to Josh, too. I saw a hook on that one. A little bit. A little pass interference, maybe. Draddy gets quiet as Pankey readies his second free throw. Makes them both. 35-31. Monmouth leads. About a 9-second difference between the game and shot clock. Josh James attacks the basket, hammered by Pankey, and he'll go to the line for 2. That's a good old-fashioned playoff foul there as James bounces back up. Feel like I'm watching my beloved Knicks in the mid-90s on that one.
Hawks electing to go 2-for-1 there, too. Josh James, as soon as he caught the ball out of the inbound, straight up the floor. I mean, he made a beeline to the basket and got hit. So the Hawks will have about a 5.5-second differential here if they elect to go that route after these James free throws.
Yeah, there's 40 seconds to go in the half, about 40 and a half, 35 on the shot clock. We saw Coach Rice, he used to give that freedom to Jesse Steele a year ago all the time, trusting his younger guys here. James missing the second one, Nowak tips it out for an offensive rebound, and now Monmouth can run some more clock here as Jalen Palm hands over to Josh James. Under 30 to go first half. Monmouth into some motion here. Max DeLeo top of the key.
You can essentially run this all the way down. You get a shot late in the shot clock, Manhattan's not going to have enough time to get up the floor because, of course, clock's not going to stop here in the first half.
14 seconds to go first half, 10 on the shot clock. DeLeo tries to move on Jones. 4 seconds, step back three, Max DeLeo, put it in! Max DeLeo is on fire! 3 seconds to go to end the half. Wilson, to beat the buzzer, is fouled with 0.8 seconds to go in the half. He'll go to the line for two. After the foul call, will go on, Gary. Jalen Palm, 0.8 to go. Monmouth on top by 8 after, how about this, a step-back corner 3 from Max DeLeo.
He saw the shot clock winding down. He had to get one up, and he sure did.
Couple of free throws coming now. Tyler Wilson makes his first one. 7-point Monmouth lead. Not really too much time, Gary, for Monmouth if the second free throw is missed. Coach Rice takes a 30, his use it or lose it timeout. Again, folks, stay tuned at halftime. Gary and I will run over the scores in the other MAC games. We'll run you through the NFL scoreboard as well. We'll also take a couple of minutes of time with our good friend Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. Gary, been an interesting 30 minutes of hoops. It's not even over yet. It's been so interesting, we could probably see something crazy in the final 0.8.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows? I think if you're MU, on a make, there's not much you can do. Inbound and a toss. But off a miss, you have to box out. Don't allow any kind of tip-ins or anything like that. That's the last thing you want heading into a half where you've really played solid basketball down the stretch.
One more free throw coming for Tyler Wilson with Monmouth leading 39-32. 0.8 seconds to go in this half. Couple of dribbles for Wilson. He makes the second one. That'll allow Adam Lacey to check in. 6'10 sophomore. He will guard the inbounds pass. Long, lanky player. They're trying to free up Nowak for a long pass. They get it into DeLeo. Max's shot will not count. It didn't go in anyway. And we'll go to halftime, Gary, with Monmouth holding a 39-33 lead over one of, if not the best team in the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, the Manhattan College Jaspers.
Yeah, good half for the Hawks. The first 10 minutes, very much sloppy. A lot of fouls on both teams. But then MU came alive, forcing turnovers, getting out in transition, knocking down their open shots. Everything went right for Monmouth for the most part down that stretch. They took a 6-point lead. They went up by as many as 8, I believe. Really good run of hoops there.
Gary, we'll have to get a look at all the fouls. We know that's going to be a concern in the second half for both coaches, but we've got some time here at halftime. Fans, we'll go over statistics, out-of-town scores, plus our normal interview with Josh Newman. We'll do that during our halftime. First things first, a 2-minute timeout. Monmouth leading Manhattan at intermission 39-33. We're out for 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.